This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you had the United States Postal Service as a partisan political proxy on your 2020 election bingo card, you win, I guess. The politics of it, we will assume you are mostly familiar with. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling the House back into session, legislation likely. Postmaster General and CEO Louis DeJoy has said he will testify. But as all of that plays out, a detour here, if we might, to the Postal Service's business model reality. Yes, the digital age has brought its challenges to the USPS, but as Congress tries to figure out how to repair the damage, it might do well to look in the mirror for a little bit. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The Postal Service is supposed to be self-funded, not getting any government money. But the Post Office is still tightly regulated by Congress. And in 2006, Congress passed a law requiring the Postal Service to prepay health benefits for its retirees. Jim Campbell is a lawyer and consultant on the Postal Service.
Congress ordered the Postal Service to pay for 10 years about $5.5 billion a year into this prepayment fund.
The thinking was pay it forward. Make sure the money is there when retirees need it. But Campbell says federal agencies don't have to make these prepayments, and the post office couldn't do it. Campbell says it missed more than half of the payments. To make matters worse, Congress capped postal office price increases for letters and circulars at the rate of inflation.
So the Postal Service is kind of caught in this squeeze.
Cornell University public policy professor Rick Geddes says Congress also still requires the post office to deliver to every mailbox in the country 6 days a week.
So this is a recipe for fiscal problems, serious fiscal problems.
And serious debt. Frank Todisco has been tracking that. He's chief actuary at the U.S. Government Accountability Office. He says the Postal Service is more than $160 billion in debt. Over the past decade, the debt and unfunded liabilities like pensions and health care have outpaced the revenues the Postal Service takes in.
So it's doubled from a little more than one times annual revenue to over double annual revenue.
Todisco says the Postal Service has been losing money for a decade, not a sustainable business model. But the post office can't change that model without congressional approval. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.